Good afternoon, my friends out there in Radio Land. This is Blake Wilby, your host for the show Gods and Goddesses. We are gods in the making. Yes, we are. We're going through the process of reincarnation, one life after another. Here we are on planet Earth. We were born into this world, and then we will pass through existence. And we'll see. In the spirit lands, we'll have a great time and then continue that process of reincarnation to be born again on another planet somewhere, maybe in the Milky Way galaxy or maybe in another galaxy elsewhere among the universe where there are millions of planets that are available for us to be born into, all in different stages of evolution. You got to believe it. I'm telling you the truth. Well, I was talking with Dawn before the show, and I told him I woke up this morning, I went to a track on Lackland Air Force Base. It's the track I usually go to, and I've been working on, listening to some of my previous shows, I've been working on fast kind of running, you know, 100 meters, 200 meters, and today I did some 400 meter runs. I walked a lap, ran a lap, walked a lap, ran a lap. So I wound up running 3 and walking 4, 7 laps. And just prior to the show, I got this text message from a woman I know I work with. She's in another section, but we occasionally talk with each other. She's a very cool person, a retired sergeant major, and she is the chief of this branch. But she made a post, she did a post on LinkedIn that said, congratulations to the women's track and field team at the Olympics for their phenomenal events. You know, they won the 4x400. And I've added a post to that and I said, unless you have run a lap recently, a fast lap recently, you don't realize just how awesome that is. It's not an easy thing to do. Oh my God. They're running laps in like 48, 49 seconds, 50 seconds. You try that. I can't do that right now. I haven't been working on it for one thing, but that's nowhere near what I could do. Run a lap, the laps I ran this morning. I didn't time myself, but wow. Those people, not only them, but everyone there at the Olympics. It's nice to laud and applaud people who are really gifted and have incredible talent in that area, you know. I mean, they're not me, and I'm not them, and they're not you, and you're not them. But it's nice to see other people pushing their bodies, excelling, you know. I do. And I like the competition in a way. It's friendly. And I cheer everybody. I don't just cheer the United States, I cheer any country. China was like, go China, go China, go. You know, the diving, it's one young 14-year-old woman was getting 10s in her dives, just a perfect score in her dives. Just, I was like, what race? That's, you know, like the wrestling, triple pole vault. Just shot put. I was cheering anybody. I mean, we're human beings, you know, living on this planet. We got to live in harmony. One way is to cheer on other countries, not just the USA. Now, when it came to the basketball game, the gold medal basketball game, I was kind of hoping the US would win, tell you the truth, and that's okay. Sometimes I do. I'm just totally, you know, on the US's side, especially when you like some of the players. Don't know some of their players, like Kevin Durant, you know, love him. He's awesome. And Damian Lillard, Devin Booker, Chris Middleton, Draymond Green from the Warriors, Golden State Warriors. They just did really great. They dug deep and won the gold medal. You know, that's not easy. I would love to have a gold medal around my neck. How about you? Well, my friend, I was driving down the road today on my way to the track. I had the windows down, just digging the fresh air and the sunshine. And I had a mask. I left my mask at home, but I had a spare mask in my car. But it went on the floor in the passenger's area, you know, on the floor. So I had to pick it up because I was going to go through the gate. And you have to have your mask on when you go through the gate on Lackland Air Force Base. So I picked it up. I reached over, picked it up, and then instead of shaking it out, I just put it out the window. And all of a sudden, I had a realization. There were several cars around me. And I thought, you know, sometimes we get in our cars and we just blow up the windows and put on the air conditioning. And I do that sometimes, but it's also good sometimes to get a little fresh air from outside, you know. It's up to you. I just thought, you know, it's a good thing to mention, a good suggestion. You can crack the window a little bit, you know, just to get a little fresh air. Well, I'm going to sing some songs for you. And I've been doing a cappella, but surprise, surprise, I get to a point and I realize the way I was doing something is not the right way, that my body is just not responding. It's not as good as other ways of doing things. And I don't know about you, but that seems to be what happens to me. I'm what you would call an experimenter. I try something, and if it doesn't work, then I'll try something else. You know, I'll be 67 on Monday, and take a drink of water. To me, feeling good means your body feels good all day long. You wake up feeling good in the middle of the night. Your sinuses are clear. You don't get stuffed. That is what I call a good night. When both of my nostrils don't get plugged up, you know, my lungs are feeling good. So it's constant adapting, modifying, changing, to feel like that full optimal functionality, you know what I mean? And I was trying the acapella way, singing, and you might have heard of my previous shows, I've been doing acapella, but one thing about acapella is that it's hard to just get the timing right and the harmony of a song and not pause too long. I found that, and I've noticed this before, I'm a work in progress, you know, and I realize things more and more as I go along. And I write them down too, you know, because I want to remember I need to do this way, do that way. And constantly in a state of change, doing whatever's best, like with my workout this morning. And before I sing, I'll just say one thing, that there is a way that you can exercise and live your life that I call the way of the fist. I am a black belt in Taekwondo. I also have a green belt in Tangsudo, both Korean-style karate. And when I run, and I've been doing a lot of running over the past 5 years or so, I do a fist. I've been experimenting, practicing with that, all kinds of different ways of holding the hands, open hands, like when you sprint, you know, like Carl Lewis used to do. And I've been watching all the people in the Olympics very closely, studying them. And I have been doing so for years, actually. Track and field, you know, the world championships, but especially this Olympics, all the 100 meter, 200 meter, 400 meter, the hurdles, the relays. The ones that are winning don't have open hands to study them. Carsten Warholm has to be about the strongest, fastest man in the world. I mean, you could say the 100 meter winner is the fastest, but that's not really the most challenging. The 400 meter hurdles is the most challenging. And if you can do a 400 meter hurdle, you can do the 400 meter hurdles in 45 seconds like Carsten Warholm of Norway did, then you are like a superman. And if you study him, he balls his fists, not maybe clenching his fists, because they say you shouldn't do that because you can get strain in your shoulders, but just to make a fist like he does, that's a case in point proving that what I've read on the internet is not totally accurate, and you can't believe everything that people tell you when it comes to doing it the right way. Not only Carsten Warholm, but look at Daphne McLaughlin. Study her. Look at the YouTube videos of her. She does a fist, although it's a little different. She places her thumb on the first joint of the index finger. The woman that won the 110-meter hurdles from Puerto Rico, I forget her name. Also, she had fists. And the man who won the 100-meter, Lamont Jacobs from Italy, take a look at that video. He has fists. He runs with fists. And why are people doing that? And why am I mentioning it to you, my friends? Because you harness that energy. You keep that energy inside. And one thing I learned as a black belt in Taekwondo is that when you ball your hands to make fists, you are keeping that ki, that energy, that yah energy inside. And so whether you're running, just make a fist, a soft fist, not a hard fist. Don't clench your fist, but just make a fist. And this is my recommendation. A suggestion, you can accept it or not, but don't discount it. Some people will tell you that, well, there are several different variations of holding your hands. And for me, it's become kind of an obsession, you know, because it's the difference between feeling good when you go outside and run, coming back and, you know, feeling like you're walking on clouds for the rest of the day or not, and realize you've made a mistake, and then you got to wait until the next day to get it right. So today I was experimenting with the closed fist. I've been doing open hand sprinting recently and just feeling like yesterday I went to work and I'd done some sprints Thursday night around the neighborhood here with open hands, and I felt, oh, my shoulders were sore and I didn't feel very good. Not as good as I have felt before. But today I feel good, and I realized, it, like I said, I'm in a constant state of revision, if you will, of change, you know, realizing the right way. Even though I've been doing this a lot, I keep realizing more and more that this is the right way. This is the correct way of doing things, you know, and the way ahead. And that is what I need to know. So when it comes to, I call it the way of the fist, whether it's running or I went to Zumba afterwards and met my wife there, did about half an hour of Zumba. And they don't mind me. I'm at the back doing my own thing. I don't follow the instructor, not much, except the end when we're doing the stretches. But I'm in the back there. I'm doing kicks, lifting my legs up. No one's around, you know, so no one's in danger of getting hit by my legs. I'm just lifting my legs up, you know, above my head. Back down, I do the crescent kicks where it's sweeping either to the left or to the right with my left leg, right leg, and then spinning around all the time, keeping my fist closed, the way of the fist. And again, the reason for doing that is keeping the energy inside of you, that, and harnessing that inner energy, the key. Take it from me as a black belt. Just don't clench your fist. And a soft fist is what it's called. And when you go out in the track, if you want to go hit the track tomorrow, give it a try. See how you feel. Of course, please be in enough good health so that, you know, you won't hurt yourself, and check with your doctor if you need to, you know, beforehand, before you do some running. But I tell you, from experience, and like I said, yesterday is gone. Today is what matters. I'm learning all the time, changing, rearranging, you know? Are you too? We should be. So the way of the fist, well, it's not saying, you know, that you want to go out and fight somebody. I would never do that unless I absolutely had to. Even then, I probably would wrestle somebody before I struck them with my fist. Besides, as a black belt, they say that I have an obligation, I think. Some people say that for some black belts, the fists need to be registered as deadly weapons, but I don't know for sure what the law is here in Texas, but I've been punched in my face a couple of times in my life, and I didn't fight back. One time I did, and I wrestled the guy to the ground, and I could have hit him. I raised my fist. I had him down, pinned down, one hand grabbing his collar, balled up my other fist, and no, I just couldn't do it. But you don't need to think about getting into fights just because you're balling your fist. Making a fist, there's a feel good, a scientific reason for feeling good when you clench your fists. And as I mentioned, you're harnessing that energy. So don't let people tell you what you can and can't do. Stand up for what you believe in. Don't care what people think. And women especially, you know, who've been abused over the years, clench your fists, women. You know, stand up for yourselves. Don't give in without a fight. You know what I mean? And when I say a fight, I don't mean actually getting into fisticuffs with somebody, but just, you know, it seems like every day is a fight. You get out there on the highways, walking among people. The way of the fist is a way where you can respect people, can be courteous and polite, but then you're sticking to your guns, so to speak. You're sticking to what you believe in. You have your abilities, your strength, and you have that inner energy to rely on. And the way of the fist develops that inner energy. And I'm going to remember myself to do that in the future. No more open hands for me when I'm running, exercising. That's one reason why boxers become boxers, because they know that's the way of the fist. When you clench your fist, it harnesses that energy. Weightlifters, you see all how they put so much tremendous pressure on their fist. That's the way of the fist, my friends. Anyway, I was going to sing for you. Changing the subject now, I've got a song by Frank Sinatra that you might like to hear. Since I don't know too many of you out there other than Don and Doug and BBS Radio, many thanks to them. They're great people. And this is called Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra. Now, I've got my little laptop here. I've got hundreds of songs I've downloaded over the years from karaokeversion.com. Some have the words and some don't. I don't usually use the words, but here goes this song. Let me get it going here. Give me a few seconds to take a drink of water, and then I'll get it going and serenade you till the end of the show. Hold on. Be right there. Not what I wanted. Come on, I lost my YouTube. My YouTube coming back up. Sometimes it's easy to get frustrated at computers, you know, they just don't do what you want them to do all the time. And sometimes they're slow as molasses, you know. But they're really amazing pieces of technology when you consider all the circuits and wiring inside and how they work. Most of the time, pretty good, you know. I always have to remind myself of that when I start to get frustrated with my computer.
Okay, YouTube's coming back up. Nice and slowly. There it is. Ranger than the night. There we go.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glasses, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through. Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right, but strangers in the night. Love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Dooby dooby doo, da 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 da, da 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 da, la 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 la, ba 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 bum, do 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 do, da 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 da, la 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 la, bop.
I hope you like that. "Strangers in the Night" by Frank Sinatra. Well, let's get right into the next song. I love singing my songs. I do, whether it's a cappella or with music, not too loud. Here comes one, but I'm going to change that, so give me just a few seconds. This one is called "I Love the Night" by Blue Oyster Cult. Beautiful song. I love the night. I love the night.
That night her kiss told me it was over. I walked out late into the dark. Misty gloom seemed to soak up my sorrow. The further I went on, I felt the spreading calm. Then suddenly my eyes were bathed in light, and the lovely lady in white was by my side. She said, "Like me, I see you're walking alone. Won't you please stay? I couldn't look away. She said, I love the night. The day is okay and the sun can be fun, but I live to see those rays slip away. I love the night. There's so much that I can give and share to you if you will welcome me tonight. If only you had been there, my dear, we could have shared this together. No mortal was meant to know such wonder. One look in the mirror told me so. From darkness I see you again. Yes, I'm gonna go, 'cause now I know. She said, I love the night. The day's okay and the sun can be fun, but I live to see those rays slip away. I love the night. I love the night by Blue Oyster Cult. I don't know how much you can hear of the music. It's right next to me, and I can hear it pretty loud. You should be able to hear it, too. It's not too loud. I don't have it plugged into my speakers, but, you know, that reminds me of a near-death experience, kind of. Because he said that he walked out into the dark, and all of a sudden, there was this blinding light next to him, and there was a white lady in white, you know, like an angel. Anyway, so I'm going to change. Here's one. This one is called Hypnotized by Fleetwood Mac. And it, every time I listen to it, it reminds me of what would you do if you came face to face with some extraterrestrials? You'd be hypnotized. Can you hear that? You probably would be hypnotized for a while. Wouldn't know how to react. Yes, the same kind of story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on the lawn, which is why at least half a playing field. Because there's no explaining your imagination to make you see and feel. Seems like a dream. Got me hypnotized. Well, it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina and a strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, I think it would have showed. That's why it seems like a dream. Got me hypnotized. And I know that's right.
seems like a dream. Got me hypnotized. They say there's a place down in Mexico, a man can fly over mountains and hills. He don't need an airplane, some kind of engine, and he never will. So you know it's a meaningless question to ask if those stories are right. It's what matters most. The feeling you get when you're hypnotized. Seems like a dream. Got me 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 hypnotized. Well, that's it, my friends. Hypnotized by Fleetwood Mac. That was from the 1970s. I'm just having a good time here on my radio show. So remember, if you should happen to see a UFO or an extraterrestrial walking around behind your backyard or somewhere, understand you might be hypnotized for a short while your mind came to grips with the realization that you're looking at a sentient being from another planet in our universe. Anyway, hypnotized. This song is a pretty song called Alone Again by a super group from the '70s called Dawkins. Beautiful words. Check it out on YouTube, Alone Again. I love to see you in the morning light. I like to feel you when it comes to night. Now I'm here. And I'm all alone. Still I know how it feels. I'm alone again. I tried so hard to make you see. But I couldn't find the words. Now the tears. They fall like rain. I'm alone again without you. Alone again without you. Alone again without you. I said stay, but you turned away. Tried to say that it was me. Now I'm here and I've lost my way. Now I know how it feels. I'm alone again. I tried so hard to make you see, but I couldn't find the words. Now the tears, they fall like rain. I'm alone again without you. alone again without you. Alone again without you. Alone again without you. I tried so hard to make you see, but I couldn't find the words. Now the tears, they fall like rain. I'm alone again without you. 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 I hope you can hear that music well, like I can. I mean, it's right next to me here. Although, I don't know, it might not pick up. I'm hoping it does. You can hear some of the music in the background. Otherwise, you'd be thinking, oh my God, what is he doing? He's singing, but anyway. On to the next song. By the way, before I do, check out, in my opinion, the best guitarist in the world, one of the best, if not the best, who also sings beautifully. And he is a man, a real man. I don't mind saying that. His name is Frank Marino. Check out some of his YouTube videos. He is just an extraordinary guitar player. And his voice is just, wow. The guy, he was like in his heyday back in the 70s, and he's still going strong. He is an amazing man. That's a song by him in the background called Sister Change. And like some of the lyrics are, mountains crumble and empires tumble. Because it's Sister Change. And Sister Change won't wait for you. Doesn't wait for me. But now I'm going to change it back to another song. Hold on, please. All right, going to my downloads now. I was in YouTube. Now I'm going to do some downloads, MP3 songs. This one's called Time in the Bottle by Jim Croce. Time in a Bottle.
If I could say time in a bottle, first thing that I'd like to do is save every day till eternity passes away just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day just like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've been around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, that box would be empty except except for the memories of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Been around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with.
Time in the Bottle by Jim Croce. Too bad he had to die in an airplane crash. You know, that was back in the 70s. Him and Ritchie Valens, Buddy Holly. There have been so many really good artists that would have become fantastic. I mean, just superstars beyond imagination. Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, The Doors, Janis Joplin. Now they're over there in the spirit lands, you know, just probably praising the creator of the universe big time, you know. That's what they do in heaven, you know. They praise the creator for the miracles, my friends, of all creation. The miracles of all creation. It's a wonder. We're a part of a situation that is totally awesome, you know, for lack of a better way of describing it. Hold on, here's another one. Here's a song that goes back to the 70s by a man named Gary Wright. You might have heard he had a song called Dreamweaver that made him famous, but he also had a really cool song called Love is Alive. And you can always check these out later on YouTube if you want to. Well, I think it's time to get ready to realize just what I have found. I have been only half of what I am. It's all clear to me now. My heart is on fire. My soul's like a wheel that's turning. My love is alive. My love is alive. Yeah, yeah. There's something inside that's making me crazy. I try to keep it together. As what I say may not happen the same way. Now could be forever. My heart is on fire. My soul's like a wheel that's turning. My love is alive. My love is alive. Yeah, yeah. My love is alive. My love is alive. There's a mirror moving inside my mind, reflecting the love that you shine on me. Hold on now to that feeling. Let it grow. Let it flow. Yeah, yeah. My heart is on fire. My soul's like a wheel that's turning. My love is alive. My love is alive. Yeah, yeah.
My love is alive. My love is alive.
Gary Wright, My Love is Alive. Love is Alive. Check that out on YouTube. I've seen him before in concert when I was in San Diego. And he's like one of these keyboard players that plays one of these portable keyboards like a guitar. Totally awesome. He's a great man. So what shall I sing next? By the way, I'm a member of the gospel choir at Freedom Chapel on Lackland Air Force Base, and I have been since 2012. So tomorrow I'll be getting up in front of the congregation and singing gospel songs. And that's one of the best things I've done in my life. And as I mentioned on a previous show, I'm the only white guy, but it's all good, right? I mean, hey, that's just a thing. But I say it kind of making a joke out of it. You know, it's cool. So let me find another song here. I've got about 200 that I know. Some I know the words better than others. Most I know the words of. Totally. Awesome. Come on. Oh, I'll do this one. Neil Young, Old Man. And then maybe if I have time, I'm running down on time. Old Man Neil Young back in the 70s. He's got some really good words about, you know, being old.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. 24 and there's so much more. I live alone in a paradise that makes me think about two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that won't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Old man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I need someone love me the whole day through. Ah, one look in your eyes and I can tell that's true. Lullabies, look in your eyes. Run around the same old town. Doesn't mean that much to me. Doesn't mean that much to you. I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. And we're all alone at last. Rolling home to you. Old man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. Ah, one look in my eyes and you can tell that's true. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
What am I doing on time? Let's see. 6:53. I only got about a minute or so left.
Well, my friend.
I'll be back next week to sing some more songs, God willing. In the meantime, I hope you have an enjoyable rest of your weekend. What else can I say? We got to take our dogs out tonight. Tried to take them out twice a week. I've been doing Thursday and Sunday, though I didn't get a chance to do it Thursday because it rained a lot that day. I don't like taking them out after it's rained a lot because they get really muddy, and then I have to clean my car out afterwards because we take them to Lackland, to this place where they can run free, kind of like around in the circle. There's never any people there, and there's a little bit of woods, so they can go in there and look for little creatures and chase them, you know. Anyway, and tonight, I think tonight is a special night. By the way, my mother died on this day 22 years ago, 1999. She was 81 years old, and I was there with her when she died. I remember her looking at me, looking up from her bed, and I knew that look, it meant I'm going. Goodbye. This is the last time I'll see you, you know. And surely enough, shortly thereafter, she passed away. And I was there. She was breathing, and then she stopped breathing. And that was that. She was in a hospice. My father had died like 10 days earlier, back in 1999. All right, I have 60 seconds left. Well, my friends, I wish you the very best in the following week. Take good care. May the Creator of the universe bless us all, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, and if you like what you heard, come back next week. And that's it. I love you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.